We'll report next on a place in Pakistan where no law prevails and even young women can be killed with impunity. Earlier this month, a 25-year-old woman was gunned down in the street. She was living near the city of Peshawar, close to the border with Afghanistan. She ran an organization that provides information for women about their rights. So far, nobody has been arrested for her killing, and in all likelihood, nobody will be. NPR's Mike Schuster has the story from Islamabad.
Her name is Farida Afridi. It was on July 4th, early in the morning. She was leaving her home to go to her office in Peshawar. What happened next has shocked the local community, says Zar Ali Khan, who heads a consortium of activist groups in Peshawar.
When she was coming from her home early in the morning at 6 a.m., she was intercepted by two motorcyclists.
The men on the motorcycles pulled out guns. This was something that Farida Afridi had been warned about many times, says Ali Khan. 3 years ago, she created an organization called SOERA, or the Society for the Empowerment of Women in Rural Areas. She gave lectures, provided information on women's rights. And in the process, she caught the attention of some in northwest Pakistan who didn't like it.
They had warned her not to go and work for the empowerment of women, for the rights of women.
At least a dozen warnings, says Ali Khan. Then came the attack. The men on the motorcycles opened fire. Farida was hit 5 times in the head and chest.
And she died instantly on the spot.
The motorcyclists sped off. So far, no one has claimed responsibility for the killing, but when Ali Khan sat in mourning with Farida's father, he said he asked him who he thought had carried out the murder.
I put the question, who killed her? He said, you know, and I know well, our enemies are around us.
Farida's family and their larger tribe believe militants with links to both Al-Qaeda and the Pakistani Taliban were responsible. Farida's group worked for the empowerment of women in the tribal areas of northwest Pakistan. But just what does that mean? It's a question I put to Farzana Bari, a professor of gender studies at Qaid-e-Azam University in Islamabad.
Essentially, we are asking about the women having fundamental access to resource. That means education, good health, ability to work economically independent and make choices for themselves, you know, for their own lives, you know.
No one has been arrested for her murder, and Ali Khan says probably no one will be. This area of northwest Pakistan does not come under the jurisdiction of the federal government or its constitution. What that means is that there are no Pakistani police. It's what Ali Khan calls a human rights and democracy free zone.
No human rights, no constitutional rights, no democratic rights is there.
This killing certainly isn't the first of its kind in northwest Pakistan. Other women have been killed in recent years for pursuing the same kind of activities. And last year, a man who worked for the Human Rights Commission of Pakistan was also killed in the same town where Farida lived. Still, this work continues in northwest Pakistan, Farzana Bari says, despite the dangers.
Sometimes this kind of a grief and the loss makes you even stronger person, you know.
Farida and her younger sister, Nurzia, work together at SOERA. And Nurzia, too, has been warned. The threats come in SMS messages on her cell phone. In a small and heavily accented voice speaking by telephone from Peshawar, Nurzia says others in the community want her to quit. They urge her to sit at home and stop these kinds of activities.
They said that don't go anywhere and sit at home and leave these activities.
I will never leave this job, Nurzia said, because it is the mission of my sister, and God willing, I will complete it. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Islamabad.